Today's learning should be on Nishlas Chaim Luz, Rabbi from Shai, Yemesha, Neil Ritka, Bas Mesha, Israel, Sarma Nachar, Mesha, Rabbi Sposh, Rabbi Shalim, Chaim, Mesha, Yemen Malka, Rabbi Baracha, Bas Sar Malka, Matritzim, and Pegadina, Rabbi Sposh for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Lamed Vav, continuing over here in Ma'ariv. Now, this is actually a very important Simon. We're going to see some interesting things explaining, you know, we always daven better when we understand how something ended up in the davening and what we're doing. And we'll actually be able to cover some of that in this siman. So very negayadik siman. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Be'erev, in the evening, Mevarach Shtayim Lefnei Kriya Shema, we make two brachas before Kriya Shema, Ushtayim Lachra, and two after Kriya Shema. Let's see, Mishabura, says the Chavetz Chaim, Be'erev, Aminig Loi Mevahu Racham. The minig before we start Marav, we say Mevahu Racham, Koidim Tvilis Arvis, before Tvilis Arvis. Why? So interesting. Some with only tefillah we say Bilu Rachem. So there's a couple of reasons brought down. One reason that's brought down, very something we can have in mind, by the carbon shachris and by mincha we have the carbon tamid. The carbon tamid is mechaper on the people. By Meir, we don't have any kapara, so we say Bilu Rachem mechaper of an Hashem should forgive us. Another reason brought down is that time of the day, people used to have a minute to give themselves malchus, or, you know, not the hard malchus that was hurting themselves, but as a kapara, they would give it to themselves. We don't have that minute anymore, so we say v'hu rachem v'chaper avim. But again, something to have in mind when we say v'hu rachem, that we are asking for a kapara, similarly to what we can have in mind when we say the Parshas HaTamid before Shachris HaMincha, we have the same concept by Marv. For that, the Masha Mavar Lael Basimin Nundal Bishabur Sivkat Yud Gimel Mashem Achrayim. The Archa Barchu, also a very important halacha, which many of us make a mistake, as we see. The Archa Barchu, after you say Barchu, Dinoi Keemtsa Perik, that is like you're in the middle of a paragraph. The Ika Barchu Shay Mashat, Hakavana, Abracha Shem Varcha Alav Achika. We're saying Barchu is Hashem, let's praise Hashem. But where do we praise Hashem? We praise Hashem in the brachas. So the brachu is very, very much directly connected to the brachas, that after brachu is like you're in the middle of a paragraph. The kevin sha'anu olam brachu, once you respond, have a ki'ilu ischilu a bracha, you started the bracha. There's no difference between shachris and ma'ariv. Therefore, tzarech lezor ma'od, you have to be very careful, sha'loi l'sapa acha brachu d'arvis. So many of us... I'm guilty as well. In the middle of a conversation before Ma'ariv starts, the Chazal says Baruch Hu, so you answer Baruch Hashem, Baruch Leinu Levod, and then you finish up your conversation. I feel like Kodim Shehizchel Levaruch HaBaruch HaRishayna. Before you started, you're not allowed to talk anymore. And die to Lispal as Ma'ariv, if you plan on davening Ma'ariv with the Olam. So if you're just answering Baruch Hu because you're in the shul, but that's not the minion you're davening in, okay, Memela. But if you plan on davening in Matziba, Uba Ve'niseinu, Rabim, Harba, Nosh, Mechshalom, so it's not something new that we make a mistake about. The Chafetz Chaim saying back in his days, many people were Mechshal in this as well, where they would talk after the Baruchu, and which is not a time that we should be talking. So we said Shtayim B'fanav, we say two before. What are those two? Ashad B'varei, B'havas Olam. The Eina Pesach is B'varech, the Havas Smuch L'Rishayna. So in the Havas Olam, we don't start with Baruch, as we've had many, many times this rule, that a bracha hasmucha lechaverta, a bracha that's next to each other, next to another bracha, we do not start with baruch. V'yesh lahafzik, okay, so that's why we don't start with baruch. V'yesh lahafzik, bein baril kir litzoynoi, lebein bari yoim v'layla. Barakia kir tzoynoi, lebein bari yoim v'layla. You're supposed to make a slight pause between the word kir tzoynoi and between the word bari. Dir kir tzoynoi, because the Kirtzayne is part of the first sentence, Bayriyim Velayla is the next sentence. So therefore, you should have a slight pause. It shouldn't be Kirtzayne Bayri, but it's Barakia Kirtzayne. He places the stars in the Rakia Kirtzayne according to his will. That's what we're saying. Uminik Svard, Shaloi Loim Hashem Tzvakas Kelchei, with the minig is not to say, say it, El Mesayman Taker, I take a Vachamavda Bin Yoim, Barachata, but El Minig is that we do say it. He says that really would be the more appropriate because the end of your bracha is supposed to be similar to the closing of the Barachat Hashem. However, the Tor explains our meaning. And basically what he explains over there, right, we're talking about the Gula. the Hashem Tzavakas Kelcha, right? That's what we're talking about, the light of the Gula. So Hashem Tzavakas Kelcha is also talking about the Kelcha, is also talking about the Gula. The Habagam Kemenachasima. Sha'anim was spalling, why? Sha'yim like Hashem, the Yiskayim, Hashem should be Mamluch on us forever. Will be light for us, the true light, and night for our enemies. I believe in Nachum, which says Hashem makes the light and the dark, which is my end of bracha, and that's why we say Hashem Tzavakas. It comes from that pasuk. So those are the first two brachas. Now, Ushtaim Lachra, make two brachas afterwards. Rishona is Emes V'Emunah. The first bracha is Emes V'Emunah. The Eina Pesachas B'Baruch, and once again, it does not spark with Baruch, the Abasmichel Chavertik, because that's really close to Ahavas Olam. Ah, you're going to ask, in between Ahavas Olam and this bracha, we have Kriya Shema. So why is it considered a bracha Smuchel Chavertik? So he explains to us, the Kriya Shema, lo yava hefsek. Kriya Shema is not considered a hefsek between the brachas, and therefore, once again, it's considered a bracha Smuchel Chavertik. B'chaisim, you close the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem, Goyal Yisrael, v'loy Goyal Yisrael, k'moy betvila. We say Goyal Yisrael, not Goyal Yisrael. Goyal is on the past, Goyal is on the future. Mishum sheniskan ala gula shavar. This bracha, we are praising Hashem for the previous gula, not for the future gula. So therefore, the right word is Goyal Yisrael, not Goyal Yisrael. U'b'marvish al-yantiv, when it comes to marv an-yantiv, nehagin l'sayim melech tzor Yisrael v'goyaloi. Some people had this nusach to say on Yontiv, and many of the firm question it. They explain it, which is how we are knowing. Like all other days. What's the second bracha? Why do we say this bracha Hashkivenu? Hashem l'shalom, and why do we say Shoy Merami Yisrael la'ad? We're asking Hashem, we're praising Hashem for protecting us, so in turn we are asking Him to continue His protection. Why? So specifically, that is said at night. At night, we need to have a greater protection from the mazikin, and therefore we say this bracha. We know that you're supposed to be soymach gula to tefillah, so if that's the case, we should say Baruch Ata Hashem Goyal Yisrael, right? Just like in Shacharis, we soymach to gula to tefillah. So why by Meirev do we have Hashkivenu in between Goyal Yisrael and Shmanesra? It's not considered hefsek. Gula arich the damya. It's all part of the Goyal Yisrael. It's one long praise for the gula, and therefore it is still considered a being soymach gula to tefillah. Because of the Tamina Rabbeinu Yonah Atam, the Rabbeinu Yonah, they write, the Kishav Hashem Lingoy Fes Mitzrayim, when Hashem went over Mitzrayim by Makas Mechayrus, where he killed out all the Mechayrim, Hoya Yisrael Mefachdim, the Klai Yisrael was very worried, Umespal Lom Hashem Yisbarach, Shegikayim Dvorai, Shaloi Yitin Amash Yislav El Abateyim Lingoy. The Klai Yisrael was davening. You promised us that you will not let the Mashris come into the house. Please keep your promise. So you can neged oisa tvila tiknu loyma hashkivenu, and for that tvila that Klal Yisrael made on that night of Yitzias Mitzrayim is what we were masakin hashkivenu hilkach mengula. He's saying very simple that you don't even have to come on to the reason of gula of a gula arichta. He says basically Klal Yisrael on the night of Mitzrayim we're davening to Hashem. Please don't, you promised not to come into our house. Please keep your promise. Don't come into our house. Don't destroy us. That was the Shomer Ami Yisrael Ad. Hashkivenu was connected to Tfilah that Klal Yisrael made, and this is what we can have in mind, connected to Tfilah that Klal Yisrael made on that night. And therefore, it is part of the Geula. So therefore, it is being Simach the Geula LeTfilah, because Hashkivenu is actually referring to the Geulas Mitzrayim and the Tfilah that Klal Yisrael davened on that night. Okay. Let's go start with Siv Beis. Ein l'saper ben gula d'arvis l'tvila. You're not supposed to speak out between the gula of arvis and the tvila. V'afa nahagin loyme yutches psukim v'yiraneinu. Those that are noyig to say, like we are here in Chutz Laaretz, to say the Baruch Hashem la'olam, right? And the yiraneinu, which is 18 psukim. We'll see why in a moment. Ein l'hafsik ben yiraneinu l'tvila. You should not make any hafsik between the yiraneinu. The 18 brachas that we, the 18th sukkim that we added in, the Baruch Hashem and the Yirai Neinu, that's not considered a hefsek. However, don't speak between the Yirai Neinu and the davening of the Shemoneh Esrei. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. We'll get back to the Mechaber. We have time. If not, we'll continue tomorrow. Ben Gula da Arvis Latvila, Shagam Barvis, Mitzvah Lismach Gula Latvila. Just like we had in Shacharis that we just mentioned, that we had a Mitzvah to be Simach Gula Latvila, we have the same rule by Meyer. And therefore, you're not allowed to talk out between it. The Afan Hagen Loima, even those that say Baruch Hashem Loilam, B'tor Messiah Mizeh, Mashana Hagu Lahapsik, B'yura Inenu B'kaddish, Lefishavia. Why do we do this? Very fascinating to understand how this Baruch Hashem Loilam got into our Tvila. Lefishavia, and there's a number of reasons brought down in the Svarim. He brings down one over here, but they're really all similar to a certain degree. Lefishavia, Mirishayna, Bakhtin, Lixia, Shalom, Besadis, their shuls were out in the field. They were concerned to stay there too long. There's 18 psukim in this tefillah that we say. So they would just say the Baruch Hashem La'olam, Yirayneinu Kaddish, and they would go home. They wouldn't say Shemoneh Esrei because they were scared to stay there too late. And therefore, this was shorter than saying the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Others say the reason is it's not so much that they didn't say Shemoneh Esrei. Others say Pshat is they did say Shemoneh Esrei, but they wanted to leave an opportunity for somebody who was running late to be able to catch up to the Olam. And this way, that person didn't have to walk home alone. So if you came late, if you came on time, you said it. If you came late, you wouldn't say it. During that time that the Olam was saying it, you'd have time to catch up. And this way, everybody would walk home together. If not, somebody was left here alone, they would be scared to be left out there in the field at night. But it's very interesting. So now when you say it, if you want, you can count it. There should be 18 psukim in there. It's connected the 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, even though we don't have this reason anymore, the meaning to say it never stopped. You can't be mafsik with anything else. There many of the gedolim that paskin not to say it. Now the mechaber makes sense. Okay, ain't lahafzik, but oisim psukim, those psukim, those 18 psukim, like mikri hafzik, came with the katina lomer, however, kagul arich, that's all part of the geula. Discuss over here, very interesting, Shaila. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say Baruch Hashem la'olam. So if you're an American and you're in Israel, should you say it? Should you not say it? If you have a minion in Eretz Yisrael that's all Americans, should you say it? And same thing for Keret, you're an Eretz Yisrael, the Kehir, he says, really, an Eretz Yisrael, the Kehir should be better off not daven for the Amid, and rather, because coming into the Shiloh of whether to say it or not. But if you're going to have the situation, you can go through the Sugya at that point. Okay. Umiyu, let's go back to the Mechaber. Ma Shemachra Shliach Tziba, Rosh Chodesh, Ben Kaddish, Latvila, Arvis, Lehava, Hefzik, to announce Yal of Yavai. That's not considered hefsek, even shehi tzarech, shehu tzarech atfilo, this is for the tfilo. B'chein yochal loim baruch lo yitzik, mi shal ha-shama v'lo have a hefsek, you can also say baruch at that time, and it wouldn't be considered a hefsek. Let's see, mishu baruch tzarech atfilo, v'la davka likra zach shu rosh chodesh, shehu d'araisa. Not only rosh chodesh, oi lahachras talamata, sheim yitu tzarech l'lachzer, if somebody makes a mistake, they would have to read davin again. Al filo ha-hachras ala nisim shapar dam, you can even announce ala nisim then. Even though if somebody would forget Al Nisim, he wouldn't have to read Davin. It's still Tzarech Tefillah. It's not considered a hafzik. But Davke b'makom zeh yochel hafzik to announce Yal Aviyava, you can only do right at that moment when you finish the Yirah Neinu before you start Shemoneh Esrei. When you're in between the brachas, you can't announce anything to remind the Olam. And we even said Loim Baruchu b'gam zeh hu Tzarech Tefillah. That is part of the tefillah. Let's finish up this sif. I'm sorry, it'll be another 2 minutes. Says the Rama, the Reisi Medakna, those who were Medakna and Hagid Lamed, Kishayim Ayutches Psukim Shal Baruch Hashem Loilam, that those who would stand, since, like we explained, this was sort of a replacement of the Shemoneh Esrei, so they would stand. Uminig Yafik, who? It's a Minig Yafik, and this would come to us Yutches. Yutches, it was created because of because of the replacement for the Shemayin Esrei. Okay, and Roy Lama, Ben Kamoi Betvila, you should stand. Let's see the Mishavur and the Hagi Lamed. However, Haber Chayin Echas through the Yisotav Shaloi Lamed. There's those who disagree, and they say you should really remain sitting. Kedei Laharish and writes a lot says Bezei Yedei Chayvus Tvila Shemayin Esrei, because we want, because this whole thing was a replacement of the Shemayin Esrei. We are davening Shemayin Esrei, so we want to show this is not Shemayin Esrei. You stand up. It's sort of showing this is Shemayin Esrei. Ach Kishem Espalam Atziba Bekayra Achikach Kriya Shema Bechaseh Az Yuchaloyim Avach Hashem. You are able to say it standing. We'll see what we said further. So, Lamaisa, if you're sitting, you can remain sitting. If you're standing, you can remain standing. Others say that anyway, when you say the Baruch Hashem Lo'olam, you're not putting your feet together. So it doesn't look like you, it doesn't really become like you're saying this instead of Shemayin Esrei. Certainly, you shouldn't the Dafka put your feet together when you say there, because then you'd run into the problem. You should say, which is the way it's written in the Siddur, Siddur Hashayne Ke Yeshenu. Okay, we'll stop over here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start with Sif Gimel tomorrow.